Blog Talk Radio.
Mafika, emotle, Africa, omse, the beautiful African. Good day, good evening, dimela, tovela, molweni, ashe, hotep, sava, assalamu alaikum. Africa, we've had technical problems, in fact, technical glitches, I would say, for the past 2 weeks. And it's a great pleasure and a privilege, Africa, to talk to you, and the privilege and the opportunity. Thank you, Africa, for listening. Africa, a very significant expression, a statement was said by the president of the country and the president of the governing party, this time the African National Congress. The question is, Africa, between the country and the governing party, who between the two comes first? To see and hear the president of the country say the ANC governing party comes first, not the country. That is a very profound statement, Africa. In fact, it reflects on the deeds and the mission of the governing party, and a consequence, a direct consequence, cause and effect, as they say, to the condition and the state, the current state of my Africa in the country, and the outcry of inequality. Sometimes that is said by him, himself, the Honorable President. Africa, irrespective, we are all Africa. And according to Africa policy and principle, you, the individual Africa, comes first. Africa is superlative. And according to the Africa policy on land, the land is supreme, because without the land, you can't move. You can't move. I mean, you can, like we're saying that our emphasis is on the individual, the security of the individual, that policies must emanate from your condition, not from the air, serving party bosses. And then, Africa, with the issue of the land, you can't move the land. The land is there, it's permanent. Yes, you can redraw the border, or you move out yourself, but the land is there, so land is supreme, Africa, and that's the policy of my Africa, because that land is the land of Azania, the land of the black people. And that's where the policy divergence is. But our emphasis is on my Africa. And we are a country, my Africa, people. 55 million and counting. The governing party is estimated 800,000. And the number is going less. Decreasing. So, my Africa, who comes first, the party or the people? And you know, these folks should go around and say that no, this is the government of the people. Huh? We are really on behalf of the people. No, if you say that the party comes first, it means that you are really on behalf of the party, and that is a malfeasance that we observe in the country, my Africa. Like, for example, in terms of security, easily infiltrated, because once you go, you target the top notch, the top level, the top hierarchy of the party. If you go to number one, if you catch number one, you've caught the country. Like we are saying, Africa, in the past programs, the unlimited power to the presidency with lack of oversight by parliament, and a parliament that has been appointed paying lip service. In fact, it is more allegiant. It pays more allegiance to the party boss, the one that appointed them to parliament, so they can't say anything. So it means that we are compromised, Africa, completely. We are completely compromised. But what are the ANC members say? What are my Africa say? Were we fighting? Because you look at the issue of the Patriotic Front. it is dead. Simply because people, like we are saying, that they outmaneuvered us. They were unscrupulous. They went and made the deal behind the scenes. And we've had situations in the past where, even at the United Nations, where the ANC would go out and ask the United Nations to de-recognize the PAC, alleging or claiming that they are the only authentic liberation movement. So this misconception of the goals and the principles of the liberation struggle, we're always there. These folks were fighting to outmaneuver everybody and take power to themselves, but also, most importantly, to continue the colonial setup regime. Because what they did was, they never changed anything. Yes, the black vote, they just moved in to have the, you know, the top black, the black president, and sit at the top of the table. And that was it. And according to Africa, as early as 1959, they were saying that these folks are fighting to simply replace the Nationalist Party. So for a president to stand up and say that his party comes first, I can't even, that's indescribable. But it's up to you, Africa. Like you are saying that you are 55 million and counting, and the governing party is 800,000 at the most and decreasing. You hold the power, Africa. You are the owners of the country. And we've been saying that vote as Africa. Vote to have to send your own community representative to parliament, so that you can hold somebody accountable, and the government does not become a party government, a government owned by the party. It becomes a government owned by the people. That we can effect. And also, Africa, the malfeasance, in the example of the Gupta taking over, I mean, we've been reduced, like you say, that we've been reduced to a Gupta republic, running amok all departments, running across to a point where now they even, there was a scenario of the jet that flew the deputy president to Japan the last time, discovered that it belongs to the Guptas. Now, they wanted to give him the same jet, Iran, and go to South America, I believe. And he decided to go public, take a public flight, getting him cessed in some of the airports, reducing his dignity. Now, how powerful are the Guptas in the country of Africa? They are powerful because we are running a country, we are voting for a party that comes first. They see themselves as, so if you go to number one, that's it. Nobody else is count. Africa, this has to stop. And what do the general membership of the ANC say? What, my Africa, the compatriots, what do you say? Because most of you, even some of the MK, former soldiers, are complaining. So we are saying that let's get our hands together. Let's put our minds together. Let's put our, amalgamate our power. Let's consolidate the nation and begin to act as my Africa for the principles of self-sacrifice, self-sacrifice that were espoused, that some of our stalwarts, those who have departed, died for. My figure to say that the party comes first. The country becomes vulnerable to security, infiltration, insecurity, my figure, because it's easily manipulated. If not the Guptas, there's other malfeasance, and then there's yes men. You just get those that you think you can control so that you consolidate your power. No, the power belongs to the people. And what has happened in Africa with this kind of attitude? The majority is locked out. The governing party has locked the best brains, the best competent amongst us, the African majority. They've locked them out, discriminated against them because the party comes first. And what is worse, in Africa, the very same party is splinting. Majority, the African majority, are splinting into splinter parties. The majority is weaker proportionately, and the minority is stronger proportionately, because they are even taking votes from us. The misconception of Africa that the party comes first. I mean, the founding of the African National Congress continued the resistance struggle in Africa. It was a continuation. And as my Africa, we acknowledge and celebrate the founding African pioneers because it was difficult. If you participated in the struggle, you understand it was not an easy thing. So those that stand up in principle, we celebrate. And as you're saying that, Africa, the wars of resistance started. The wars of the resistance against colonial occupation, on the record, according to the book The Land is Ours by Dr. Motsoko Phekwa, began in 1st March 1510, when the Khoi defeated and chased away the Cape Province. Chased away the Portuguese invaders from Africa. The invaders were led by Don Francisco de Almeida. They chased them out. Huh? Then followed 1652. Jan van Riebeck, 6 April 1652. Yes, he had come into Cape Town and then she broke and then went to Holland and came back. He sailed back on the ship Harlem and landed in 6 April 1652 to build a resting station. Now, the wars ensued in Africa, and the first king, Khoi King, was killed, Khoi Chief Kora. So the 1912 founding of the African National Congress continued the resistance. You can't come and say that you come first. What nonsense is that? What nonsense is that? But also the pain of it is that you act that way. You monopolize state resources. You act that way. And it has undermined us collectively as the African majority. It has, completely. We are divided now. And in 1959, Africa, there was another epoch, era, occurrence in Africa, the founding of the Pan-Africanist Congress, 6 April 1959. Now, you cannot try, you can ignore that. You can't. First word. It was a continuation of the resistance. Like you're saying that the African people have their own insurgency. You can't stop it. It's dynamic. It's not static. As you can see today, the Africanness, the youth league split. It's dynamic. It will change on its own if you are static and standing still. Like to quote one more Africa was saying that talking about the party is like a bus. You know, a bus that's stuck at the bus stop, not moving. And be careful because why the conditions and the development in the country changes because we are dealing with the people of resistance. They're not going to stay still. They're not going to, they will go against you, especially if you have compromised so much like these folks have done. Made billionaires, skits billionaires. You know, we used to have the thing of skits called scabble, where they just pump you like paraffin, burn, and then the next thing is you become a billionaire. You are made, manufactured. So the founding of the PAC, led by the icon Mangalisa Robert Sobukwe, was a transformative epoch in the resistance struggle. And the PAC escalated the confrontation, resistance against the apartheid colonial occupation. As you know, Africa, in 1960, the PAC launched a nationwide resistance and revolt against the past laws, instructing Africa to leave their passbooks at home or march and surrender their passbook to the nearest police station to be arrested. And that's what Mangalisa was in front. That's what he did. And as a result, he was arrested and convicted for inciting the Sharpeville massacre. Because what happened on that day, 21st March 1960, the regime panicked. Huh? It panicked and shot and killed, massacred 59 of our people. And that instigated the underground armed resistance. You know, took it up another notch because Since that time, there was talk. No action. So, continuing, the Sharpeville massacre continued the resistance that began in 1st March 1510 against the Portuguese invaders. Let's understand that. Don't play with us, man. Don't play with us. Now, you look at the Robben Island prisoners. Who were the first ones? Okay, you are the first, the party that came first. Who went to Robben Island first? They were live prisoners of the PAC. Samuel Chibane, Dimake Malepe, Jafta Masebula, John Nkosi, Philemon Tefu, and Isaac Mutimunye. They were the first on Robben Island because they were there in 1963. And it's only 1964 when the Rivonia trialists came in with Icon Lesson or Richard Mandela. They found other people there and they left other people there. And they are not the longest serving prisoners on Robben Island. Let's stop the lies, man. Now, this first thing comes from that. But it has literally undermined our people and it has poisoned the minds of the youth. Now, the youth are going to leave you. That's why they've left you, because if you lie, keep on lying, and the youth will protect you and discover, oh, man, these people, they were telling me lies, so I've been running on lies, like others were saying that the ANC instigated the 1976 Soweto revolt. Turned around that the young man is no longer with them. He absconded. He said, no, not absconded. He just, split. And my friend, we talk about political detainees. Huh? Detention without trial. Who was the first prisoner on Robben Island to be sent on detention without trial? The Icon, Pan-Africanist, Mangalisa Robert Sobukwe. In fact, they made a special clause for him because, remember, he led the Sharpeville massacre, the Sharpeville resistance. And he was sentenced for incitement for 3 years. After 3 years, the regime did not let him go. They detained him under a special clause called the Sobukwe Clause, an amendment, General Amendment Act, giving the minister the power to extend his detention each year. And he was held in Africa for another 3 years until, spent 6 years in jail. So let's not go about lying, because the children will dump you. The nation will dump you, and it will be sad. And it's happening as we speak, because you'll be likely to get more than 50% next time. And North Africa were the first to be executed. Okay, we have Adam Africa from recently were executed after 1976. I would mention Solomon Mahlangu, let his soul rest in peace, and we celebrate him. We celebrate him as my Africa, because that's the son of the soil. That's the kid of the soil. If you do that, you lost. If you begin to do, who are the... Now, PAC Porto were in the majority executed, the majority to be executed. Huh? There were 100 executions, and the PAC suffered more than 60 at the most. And the scandal that you perpetrated? When some of the families went to Pretoria to go and exhume and claim the remains of their children who were executed by PAC forces that were executed, you had removed the gallows. You removed the gallows from No. 4 prison so that the public must not see and ask questions, who were the people executed? Your lie. How long? I mean, come on, man. You are a threat to our security. You know what? You might be running the state. You might be having the money. You might be having the monopoly. But it's going to have to stop. And the nation must sit and think as to how are we going to stop this charade? Because to entrench the Guptas, a foreign family, to a point where you subject and pressurize the deputy president to use a plane of the Guptas. It's too much power, and you're abusing your power. unacceptable. But it is the nation, it is the ruling members of the ruling party, the governing party, our sisters, brothers, cousins, uncles, because we are the same family. What are you doing about this? You might as well call it a curse. And what it reflects is, you know, the other folks are saying that we are inferior. Now, we might be suffering from potential dismemberment of the mind. Our mind must, you know, lobotomized. We must be lobotomized to suffer under the colonial occupation, to suffer under the Boers. And after we fought so hard, gave back everything to them, and also now be infiltrated and controlled by a family like the Guptas. That's it. That's it, my Africa. And now, let's talk about the Sharpeville massacre, the commemoration and celebration of the day. You went out of your... Now, we have 10 December 1948, the United Nations adopted the International Human Rights Day. And remember, my Africa, when we were waging the struggle, when the 10 December Human Rights Day came, it was a day both liberation movements espoused, we dramatized, we publicized the issue of the human rights violation under apartheid to the extent that the United Nations even took a resolution to condemn or promulgate apartheid as a crime against humanity. That they did. Now these guys, the regime had a crime hanging on their heads, and the party fest, I'll call it the party fest, exonerated, did away with the crimes against humanity without asking for anything. Now one person decided that no. We are going to go for reconciliation so that we want to get this thing. Who gave you permission to give away the crimes against the African majority? Because under slavery, under apartheid, even under Jim Crow, white people, white perpetrators, criminals, were not arrested or convicted for murder against or killing African people, people of African descent. Why do you do that with us? Why? The whole world stood with you and said apartheid is a crime against humanity. These guys must still be charged. They must still be charged for the crimes against humanity and also the economic crimes, because we see others here. They made monies on us, monies through our blood. Now they are running around here, running the funds and what, and nobody's questioning them, especially the Oppenheimers. You can't do that to other race. You cannot do that. But it is these party fest, the guys that call themselves the party fest, yes, they were fighting for the party because that's the mess that we have today. Now, if you buy the party, you buy the party boss, you buy the party six, and that's it. Case closed. Now you ask yourself that, did the ANC not participate and campaign under the United Nations Human Rights Day to resist and campaign against the apartheid before 1995 majority government? Didn't they do that during the struggle? Now, the first thing that they did was they took Sharpeville Day because it belongs to another party. It was instigated by another party. But it belongs to the nation. Let's stop saying belongs to what? The nation owns Sharpeville Day. And you go and call duplicate Human Rights Day. So which Human Rights Day is valid? You have your own, but so you're coming up with another form of apartheid. That's in your mind. That's why we are saying that Africa, especially Africa in the governing party, come back, Africa, come back, because this is serious, this is dangerous, and it has led to the infiltration of our security, it has undermined the nation, and it has undermined the people, and nobody. It's like a ship floating to nowhere. And these guys, what they're doing is, they're filling up their pockets because why? They want to be set before they leave. My figure, the June 76, June 16, 1976. Who led it? Huh? Who instigated that? Now, we could say that the Soweto resistance against the imposition of Afrikaans, language of the occupier, singularly escalated the collapse and overthrow of the apartheid regime. Just, it was the at the top, the epitaph. It was closing the whole thing. It closed it. In Africa, 16 PAC members, ages between 20 to 66, were convicted in Africa July 1979. Were convicted for conspiracy in the June 76 Soweto resistance uprising. And Mangaliso Robert Sobukwe was charged as a co-conspirator. So what are you telling us? And you turned around the other, a couple of years ago and said, no, the ANC, June 16 belongs to the ANC. Today, the very young man that you lied to has turned against you. We've got to save the country. We've got to save the soul of the nation. We've got to save, consolidate, preserve, consolidate, and preserve the gains of the liberation struggle. You can do this. You and to my Africa and the African National Congress, let's come together. Solve this problem. Solve it. You have the option to recall government, and you can even push to call new elections. Because what we are saying was that we cannot have party appointees sent to parliament and too much power in the presidency. You can run a country like that. But to quote Mangaliso Sobukwe of Africa with regard to the in the June 16th, in reacting to June 16th, 1976 uprising. We call it the revolt in Africa because it's just a continuation of the resistance against colonialism. He said, in Sharpeville, quote, in Sharpeville we overcame the fear of the consequences of disobeying colonial laws. It became respectable to go to jail and emerge as what Kwame Nkrumah called prison graduates. We stripped the racist colonization of that weapon against us. The white man now in Soweto had to fall on his ultimate weapon, the gun. Soweto has been a lesson in overcoming the fear of the gun, and now he relies on the gun, and we too can get the gun. Confrontation is inevitable. And that is true, Africa. That is true. What happened? By 1994, the regime was collapsing. Because why? They went and attacked children as young as 7 years old. 7 years old, 13 years old, Hector Peterson was shot dead. A student, young student, shot dead. 13 years old, they all left the country. You have no record of them, and they came back as soldiers because they were trained now, gun for gun. That's how the apartheid regime was brought down. So, Mafika, this... the party ANC comes first, nonsense. It has to be called what it is. And I wouldn't think that the comrades and the stalwarts think that way. Some of our comrades, our brothers and sisters, families and communities think that way. I don't believe that. It is simply the belief of one person. And you cannot be blamed. But it's absolute nonsense. It is absolute nonsense. And it has to stop. And you must act in deeds and ways, in a way that unites the African majority. Yes, you talk about unite the African majority, and we are talking about a splintered anti-identity, a shattered consciousness, like Dr. Jeffries would say. That's exactly what we see there. And you talk about inferiority complex, not being able to govern. That's exactly what we see there. Africa is a late to Tiko Raihina. Fasilarona, the land is ours. My Africa, the program continues. As we say that, it's been a privilege talking to you. And we are very thankful for the privilege of listening, my Africa. The program will continue. But as we say that, the nonsense of the party comes first must stop. This is a people's government. And it has to be done in letter and spirit and deed. Thank you, my African.